Bodhis, when we speak of the holy name, we can speak actually of two holy names. The holy name, which is just the alphabets, the materials, that the sound, which our throat and our vocal cords can produce. Or the holy name, the second, which is non-different from Radha and Krishna, and which comes from the spiritual world and descends within on our tongue. There's a great difference between what we can call the alphabet name, that is the letters of the holy name, which come together as H, A, R, E, K, R, S, N, A, and a divine personality who descends into our system. In India, you often have bullock carts, which are drawn by two strong bullocks, and they know how to move. They have gone the way from the village to the well maybe 3,000 times, and they can go without a driver. Sometimes you see in India the bullock carts and there is a driver, but he's sleeping. His feet are a little high. He's smiling or snoring very deeply, like on our yoga nidra experience. But the bulls, they know their way. Thousands upon thousands of times they have gone that way. They can go without a driver. They don't need anyone. So the same way our tongue and our lips can go the road of chanting. We know, the lips know, the tongue knows how to produce Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Like bulls, who know their way because they have done it thousands of times. Our physical mechanism, our biological programming, knows exactly how to chant Hare Krishna. Is that the holy name? That's only the first definition, the syllables of the holy name. The holy name is that divine personality who comes from above into our system and then moves us, moves our tongue, moves our arms, moves our heart, moves our feet, so that we dance under the influence of the spiritual energy, not the material energy. In our little analogy, the holy name would be like the driver who gets at the end of the village on the bullock cart and says to the bullocks, "Hey, hey, ho, ho, ho." This is how you speak to bullocks, to water buffaloes. "Hey, hey, ho, ho." And then starts to direct them, maybe into a new way. Maybe he says, "Let's go to the banyan tree today, not to the well. And let's pick some mango fruits from the mango orchard." And he takes the bullocks and says, "Come, levo, desno, pravdo, pravdo, bravo, like bravo, yes, something." like this. He may give a new direction. He may go to the fruits of the chanting of the holy name and bring us to our real fulfillment. So in our japa retreat, we have tried our very best to prepare the ground so that Krishna, Radha and Krishna can come onto our tongue. We have invited the real driver to come onto the bullock cart. The body is a bullock cart with the senses pulling us here and there and everywhere in an automatic way. Now we don't want an automatic life any longer, a material life, a life which is almost like a dead life. We want the divine inspiration to come from Krishna's presence on the seat of our heart. The driver of our life, we have prepared, we have tried to prepare a seat for him, the seat in our heart, the seat of our mind, so that Krishna is present in our chanting. My dear devotees, what is the use of chanting dull rounds? What is a life where you don't feel love in your heart, a love for God? What is a life worth where you just go, as they say in American English, through the motions? You just do everything automatically, like the bullocks, the bulls or bullock on the bullock cart. Huh? They just move. They may even dream and sleep themselves, you know. So what is a life worth where we are just following material pursuits and so on? One great master, he has once looked at, he has come to the Western civilization, and he stayed for 1 year to observe the Western civilization. And at the end, when he returned to India, he was asked, what is his comment? What is his observation? How does he see the Western civilization? And he said in a very humble way, I see they waste their time. Now, I think a Western person would say, what? We waste our time? I mean, we are busy from morning till evening. We are always active. How can you say you waste your time? The master was asked, well, how do you say it? The Western civilization wastes their time. And he gave the explanation. They go in the wrong way. They act as if there is no soul and as if there is no God. And in this way, they waste their human form of life in an illusion. They are busy going nowhere. How nicely said it. Busy going nowhere. You know, busy moving in a dream. Busy moving in an illusion. That's a waste of time and energy. So, on this japa retreat, I wanted to ask you a question. How are you with your time? Do you also waste your time? Are you maybe in a spiritual movement? Do you have a spiritual process, but do you don't use it properly? Are you just acting like you have acted before, worrying like you have worried before? The whole purpose of your life in Krishna consciousness is to transfer yourself from one consciousness to another. And I hope that all of you have made some realization, some progress, maybe some little centimeter ahead in your journey back home, back to Godhead, your journey to the reality, your journey out of the illusion and back to the real life. I want to request you now to just take your notebooks and your pens. Those of you who were not at the Japa retreat, but who are our dear guests for today's program, you can turn to a neighbor, to someone else. I see Krishna Jivani and Shunshitsa and so on. And Dharmagup is also here, Garam means hot. The hot man, Garampati. Giram. God, not Garam. Yes. You can sit and these who are new, and you can just do what we did at the beginning of the Japa retreat. That is, rate your japa from 1 to 10. 1 means that you are miserable when you chant, and it's really a torture. 10 is you're chanting in ecstatic love of Godhead. And 5 would be when you chant and your spiritual life remains more or less the same as it is. You cruise with your airplane at the same time. When you would now chant, give the number 4 to your japa, you would just go down a little bit in your spiritual life. Give it 6, you feel there's something going on, it goes higher. This is an exercise for our, you can just rate it. Rate means give it a number, like in the school. But those who were on the Japa retreat, you will have a different question. Listen. What experience or good habit or treasure do I want to take home from my Japa retreat 2008? Is the question clear? What have you discovered? What have you found out? Maybe you have a new habit, a new desire. What do you want to take home from your Japa retreat 2008? You have to write very concentrated. You will have about 3 minutes to just go and do a little treasure hunting. Start now, please. You have 1 more minute. Please concentrate and find your treasures. What do I want to take home from the Japa retreat in regards to my japa? Alright. Are you ready or do you need more time? Sorry? A little bit more time? Okay, so you have about 30 more seconds. Now we come to the second question. This is very, very important. Every one of you, also the devotees who have just come and joined us kindly for today, can now think about this. What do I want to leave behind? Clearly identify. Maybe it's a bad habit in japa. Maybe it's some bad mentality which I have. Maybe it's even an attitude where I rebel against Krishna and don't want to surrender to him. What do I want to leave behind on this island called Brač? And you know, you will all go in a boat, and the boat will take you to the mainland. What do you want to leave here? Bury here. You have again 3 minutes to do this exercise. Are you ready, or do you need a little bit more time? More or less ready. Now, I request you, and this is very important also, to turn to a neighbor and to talk with the neighbor what you have discovered. Wait a minute before you start talking. Prabhus, Matajis. So you have to discuss about two questions. Dvapitanya, yes? What do I want to take home? And what do I want to leave behind? And not that you just talk and the other doesn't get a chance. Take care that you get equal talking time. Yes? Your partner and yourself. Who has not yet found a partner? Pavle, here is your partner. Please go. We need one more Mataji. Or Mataji, you can join any group you feel comfortable with. Haribol. So now I would like to request some of you to just share with the whole group what you have learned, and then we will invite you to make one last exercise, and then we do the ceremony. Sunsitsa and Antonia have just told me that when they came here in the room, they felt so much spiritual energy, and that they still can't believe that they are here. They think maybe they are in a dream. And they couldn't come because Antonia makes her examination and Sunsitsa has to teach a million little boys and girls how to play the violin. But they looked every evening in the direction of the island Brač, and they saw just a ball of light over it. That's what they said. They are spiritual devotees. They know these things. So, is there someone who would like to share what their treasures? What do they want to take home with them? Yes, Maharaji. I will take responsibility for my own life home from this japa retreat. Wonderful. Hare Krishna. We wish you all the best. Any other devotee wishes to share? Not all at once. Yeah. Yes, Eduardo, I think you have to speak out loud. Yes. We speak Italian also. If you want, yeah. No, if you try in English. Yeah.
More sadhana during the morning before japa. More sadhana practice.
More practice in the morning. Brahma Muhurta.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yes, thank you. We wish you all the best.
And I will say what I will leave on this island.
Okay.
Except the fact that I have succeeded to increase the quality of my chanting by the mercy of devotees and deities anew, I have found that actually I have developed a habit of spontaneous resting during the day. And this spontaneous resting is actually a little bit disturbing to the flow of sadhana and spiritual and material schedule. And I think I will have to put this in congruence with my sadhana, so I will have to leave this habit on this island.
Uh-huh.
But it was very nice.
So you will leave your resting tendency, your spontaneous resting tendency on the island. I feel already tired because you left it here. It's very strong. Thank you. We wish you all the best. Hare Krishna. I think Kripa Pala has something to share.
Yes. Actually, I would like, for me, it's like a big thing to sit down in the lotus and chant in the proper. And I would like to chant all my 16 rounds in the one time. Not divided.
Oh, really?
That's what I would like to. I think this is the main thing.
I want to chant all my 16 rounds in one sitting. We really give you our whole support for this project. Yes. And now you really have to, what do you say? You really have to do that. I might come and visit you at home in the morning. And Sharanandi.
I would like to really try to listen to each name, and at least if I don't succeed in each name, at least as much as possible, and not wander off with the mind and end up somewhere and realize too late. I mean, that I'm really more fixed and always, yeah, trying to listen more carefully.
I want to listen more carefully to each name. We also want to bless you with Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo. That gada, but you have to do it. No story. Maybe you want to think about it first, yeah, because you are think about it a little bit more. Yes, because when we declare something what we want to do in the association of devotees will bless us, and it's possible to do it, but we have to give our best, really, and think about it. It's not theoretical. Yes. Okay. Girivara Nayaka. No. Not Girivara. Oh, Krishna.
Mahavira.
Mahavira, yes, of course.
I'd like to live here in this island, all conscious, unconscious chanting.
Oh, I want to live on this island all unconscious chanting. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I want to live on this island, all conscious, unconscious chanting. Wonderful. When you are conscious, I'm chanting unconsciously, and but you don't stop it. But So this habit he wants to read. Would you like, because it's a little complicated in English, also to say it in Croatian or Balkan language? Yes. Yeah, yeah. Wonderful. So when you chant and you are unconscious, then you say, check, guys, stop this. You know, and now I will bring my mind to the practice. Yes. Okay. Philippe. We wish you all the best in this endeavor. Hare Bol!
I want to leave on this island two things. The first one is that that I always forget the attitude that I can do something alone or change something without Krishna, mm-hmm. without surrendering to Krishna. And I want to forget the attitude also of stress chanting and counting off the rounds. Mm-hmm. I want to chant the Maha Mantra for its totally to surrender.
Wonderful. Philip wants to leave on this island the consciousness that he can do it alone. And secondly, he wants to leave on this island that chanting under stress and where you just go like a little child, counting game, one, woohoo, two, three, and so on. He wants to chant for Krishna. We also wish you all the best in your endeavor. Hare Bol! Short, Sadhya Bhama, not a whole thing. Yes, yes.
Well, as I would like to have your blessing of all of you, I didn't thought to tell that anyway. I would like, my purpose is, I would like to chant more. I chanted usually 16 rounds at the habit of all together.
But you want to chant more,
but
yes.
I would like, as I tasted to chant 64, I would like to arrive to do that. I don't know how to manage it in my life.
64 each day?
Yes, I would like. I don't know how to manage at all. I don't know. So I need blessings.
Thank you very much, Sadhya Bhama. But we cannot give you our blessings for this because you will not do it. If you do it for half a year, then we will give you our blessings to do it for yes. But we wish you all the best in that direction, to chant more. Yes. Hare Bol! Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. I would like to adopt prayerful and humble mood while chanting. You gave us many prayers, and I was thinking to make a collection of prayers and then use it while chanting or before chanting.
Wonderful.
For inspiration.
I want to do prayerful chanting and even make a collection of good prayers and then use it in your practice. We give you our full blessing. That's realistic, yes. Tathagata had a question. So you realize it's serious? Good, yeah.
I want to enter the sacred space while chanting to make my chanting exclusive just to Krishna.
I want to enter the sacred space of chanting to make my chanting exclusive for Krishna. Hari Hari Bol! I want to now request Sunshita and Antonia to distribute these little yellow cards, and I request you to write down one or two points from your own collection and own work, what you would like to do in your future chanting. And on the other side, you please write down what you want to leave, the one or two things. And then you can take this and have it near, maybe in your portemonnaie. Do you? Is it an English word? Purse, yes. And from time to time you can look and see how well you are doing in this, and then improve anything. You realize I'm very serious that you don't just go home and go to the same level of chanting, because please remember that, yes, you can start already. Please remember the list which we did. How do you feel on a bad japa day? And you said miserable and unconnected and all these things. And we just don't want you to feel like this ever again. So you, by writing down what you wish to do, you will actually improve your life. And from time to time, you have to check. And please, Satyabhama, it was the, you said the best thing, but I feel you must first think about if you can realistically do it. You say that I don't know how to do it. It has to be something concrete. That's very important. And then you can check from time to time how well you're doing, and you will see it's the yellow motivation card. The yellow motivation card. You will have about 3 to 4 minutes for this, so that is the last exercise for today and for the Shaparit. Ananda Gopal has written only this, and we will request him to now go a little bit to a nice place, maybe in that corner, and write. It's highly disappointing if this is what you want to do with your life. Here's a new pen for you. Please continue. He said his pen was not all right. My dear devotees, if you want to make a change in your life, you will need two things: focus and energy. The definition of madness is to keep on doing the same things and to expect new results. Japa retreat is different from other seminars or lectures. It is really trying to offer an atmosphere in which we can discover new things, and in which we, and then how we can take our discoveries into our practical life. Actually, if you want to become Krishna conscious, it's good if you do this every 2 weeks. On Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that every 2 weeks, that is, can you imagine what day that is? Ekadashi. A devotee turns around and looks at his life during the last 2 weeks and just sees what went well in my life and what did not go so well. And then the devotee will look forward into the next 2 weeks. He has now looked back and analyzed what went well and what did not go so well. And now he will look forward in his life. And he will build his life on the good things which went well. He will not take the negative things which didn't go so well, that he will leave in the past. He will actually separate himself with a sword of knowledge from these negative things and then go and apply or implement the positive things. Then you can really make advancement. If you every day invest in your energy into the positive discoveries which you have made, you will see that your whole life can change. With us is Basim, a very nice devotee, who drives a lot and who is a lot of the time behind the steering wheel of his car. And he once told me, when I was in Bosnia, I always do my exercises, my physical exercises, because if I do them, I have the physical strength to drive and to do my work. And if I don't do them, I'm just exhausted and I get ill and I get back pain. So physical exercises. And I asked him, what do you do? And he told me his exercise, and I tried them, and I still do them on this day. I'm doing very disciplined my exercises. They are a little bit like dancing, the exercise. They're very powerful. And I've seen, since I've done them for 1 year, wonderful changes in my health have taken place. It's life is a little bit like that. You invest in something which you have seen is good, and you do it. You do it with some amount of discipline, and then you will see subtle changes in your health. It doesn't come overnight, huh? But you will see subtle changes in your whole life. And one day, you will wake up and sit on the Yamuna, and Krishna will say, come now, my devotee, I've waited for you so long, let's go and be together. So this is how powerful this little thing is, that you just look back, what went well, what did not go so well, and then look in front of your life and take the good things with you. You can even learn from your negative lessons that what you should avoid. But if you don't do this, if you remain on automatic pilot, if you remain like, I'm sorry to say it, like the bulls, who draw the bullock cart, you will only go into the same places you have always been. You will not go to the places which are new and which are necessary in your life. So I wish so much that all of you take something with them which is practical, and when I see you in the future, my first question will be, how well are you doing? So you have now a friend for life and a reminder for life. Your little cards will one day disappear, and you might lose them, or they will be eaten up by a dog, or so on. But your determination should go with you. Now, we will come to the end of our... it's almost makes us cry. To the end of our japa retreat. We have arranged here some nice things for you. Let me move over there. Go to hurry. You can go with your band already to the back. Krishna, Krishna. Haribol. So throughout this Japa retreat, we have been so much blessed by the presence of Shishi Radha Konya Bihari. Konya Bihari has a peacock feather. And I think you remember one of our main pillars of success. Here you can find all the six, where depend on divine grace, be a receiver, not an achiever. So now we will request you to come forward. You can stand in line, and or you know, just watch the queue. If there are five, then it's enough. And Manditangi, our qualified brahmana, will take place here. We'll sit here, and I will be here. And all of you can come forward, and we will purify you. Madhupati can maybe help us. You can give this to the devotees, you know, put the drops. You will reach out with your hand, and Madhupati will be there. Who else? And Banu Nandini will be here for the Matajis. And you will get it. Listen. You first have to listen before you do something. And you will be purified, and then you can make your sankalpa. Sankalpa means something like an intention, a wish, before Radha Konya Bihari. How you would like your japa to be, your chanting of the holy name. And then I will tie a sankalpa thread around your right waist, not waist, wrist. Wrist. Our Manditangi will put it around the left wrist for the Matajis. And while this is going on, we will put a coconut. You have to hold it in both of your hands like this. And then we will put turmeric rice on the knot so that the knot will last forever. Hare Krishna. And your desires will be fulfilled by the mercy of Radha Konya Bihari. It's very, very powerful. Those devotees who have entered this ceremony very sincerely have noted a huge change in their life taking place. Something wonderful has changed in their life. So once again, you come here, you are purified by Madhupati and Banu Nandini, then you come and somehow sit here or kneel here, look towards the deity, and while Manditangi and myself tie the sankalpa thread around your wrist, while this is going on, you pray to the deities that they fulfill your desire, and then we will seal the knot by just throwing a little rice on chuk-chuk-chuk-chuk-chuk on your knot, and it will last by the mercy of the deities. Yes? First, the devotees who were there at the Japa retreat should come. We don't know if we have for our guests, but there will be kirtan in the back of the room, and you can join the kirtan there, and in this way have a full experience. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Da müsste ein Tempo drin sein und dann kippt ein bisschen Wasser drauf. Ja.
That's right. Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. For the end of this part of the program, I have the joy to say thank you to a few devotees. I first of all really wish to thank Govindanandan and his good wife Adya, who had arranged the Japa retreat at the same place 2 years ago, and who I think I don't remember, it was around the springtime, or let us say the winter time, end of winter this year, where they came. So what is about a Japa retreat again? And they said, well, I don't know. Do you think the devotees would like to again have this retreat here in Milna? And they said, yes, by all means. And then I said, well, why don't you first make inquiries if the people are still there, if the hotel has not yet gone in the Atria to the dolphins, it has become a dolphin hotel. And they made contact with, I believe, Onella, and it was not so sure. This hotel is, just like we, in a transition period. We hear that it is planning to become a four-star hotel, which would mean the prices would also necessarily be rising, because a lot of investment needs to be done and so on. So they contacted Onella and the management, and immediately they said it's possible this year still, and that's why we are here, due to Govindanandan. And then in the midst of all this, or even at the beginning, Banu Nandini joined the team and gave her very nice organizational skills and her determination to making the retreat. So I'm very, very grateful to these three devotees, actually, four devotees: Govindananda, Andal, his new daughter, and Adya, and then Govindanandan, Banu Nandini, for joining and for making this really possible. We all have been the guests here, and it was just very easy for us, but there was a lot of work behind it. So I really want to request you to, and of course we must gratefully acknowledge, but we will do this in the evening. Our talented Milna blue bottom, or what is it, blue? Abaya blue. Yeah, our Onella, I will already say thank you now, but in the evening you really will hear thank you. So I want to request all of you to lovingly raise your arms and say, Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo! So thank you, Govindanandan and Adya and Banu Nandini, and also Onella, for that part. An army travels on its stomach. So I really want to also gratefully acknowledge the tremendous service of the kitchen crew, you know, especially in the hot season, and there was a lot of heat here, to cook and just not participate in all the programs because of taking care of others is a great service. And I just want to read to you the list of devotees. It's Sundarananda, Nitai Jivan, Sharanga Thakur, Gaur Madhava, and Iravan. Oh yeah, Iravan. He's here, but I couldn't. Iravan, the son of Arjuna. I want to really request all the devotees to gratefully raise their arms again and loudly and joyfully praise these devotees by saying, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Go! Hari Bol, this is very, very good. Who in the material world gets raised arms? Only the pop stars get this. Another devotee, and I really don't know if I know all the crew who helped him, is the prasadam server, who always ran out a little bit before the sessions ended and arranged that the pots were transported from the kitchen to the place where we take prasadam. It's our Amarananda, and there is also a team behind him, Banunandini, or? Several devotees, maybe all of you, were helping at one stage. So Amarananda and all of the prasadam servers, let us gratefully acknowledge their service by raising our arms and shouting in joy, Go Premanandi! Hari Hari Go! Dobro. Now, without sound, we cannot have a seminar or a retreat on sound vibration. I really want to acknowledge also the service of Bhakta. One moment, I know how to say it. One moment. I only. Yes, here, very simple. Ljubo Mir. Actually, there is a story behind this sound equipment. It was usually to be used by Madhuchanda and his wife Achyuta Priya, who do yoga instruction to the tourists on the Adriatic coast, and also animation, you know, for the children, and some music also.
Theater,
and they purchased this sound equipment for this purpose originally. And then when they heard that we did the Japa retreat, although they were busy in their work and could not come personally, they kindly gave us this sound equipment, which I feel is just perfect for this environment. And I want to also thank them very, very much, Achyuta Priya and Madhuchanda and Ljubo Mir. Let us raise our hands and very joyfully and gratefully exclaim, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo! Ljubo Mir. Oh, the devotees from Split provided cables and microphone. That must be Krishna Jivani and Dharmagup and our devotee Radha Vinod. Radha Vinod, wonderful. So, cables and microphones, ki jai, go, Hare Krishna. Let me just see if I. Oh, yeah, now we come to another important part of who are the people behind the scenes. We had a team of four devotees who took care of the deities. I mean, there were many of you who had their individual deities and served them, but there were four who took care of the retreat deities, and I want to gratefully acknowledge the service of Damayanti and Ekangini and Veshna and Kalavati. They also did this nice decorations, and the butterflies, they came by their own flying here. they did also all of this. So let us also for them. And, oh, I'm sorry, Madhurya Leela Ji. Thank you also very, very much for doing the service. And please do more such service. And now comes the second part. I know the Konya Bihari sincerely wants some skin reparation. let us gratefully thank these devotees by saying again with love in our voice, Go Premanandi Hari 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 Bo! Thank you so much. Yes, so on my list, this is everyone. Do you?
I also feel so.
Please.
We want to thank also the assistants of Sachinandan Swami, Gaurahari Prabhu, Ananda Gopal, and Sadanandi Mataji for their service, for helping Sachinandan Swami to be free from these duties. So we acknowledge this with also the Haribol. Gaur Premanande! And we want also to celebrate a special devotee who was like a moon on this retreat, and then the stars came also to the retreat. These are all of you. So we want now to give a great three times Haribol to Sachinandan Swami.
Haribo! Haribo! Haribo!
Sachinandan Swami ki
jai. Thank you so much. I mean, let me tell you a great mystery. I really originally didn't want to say this, but I have a very personal interest why I wish to conduct japa retreats. Yeah, it's very personal. I wouldn't describe it really as entirely selfish, but a little selfish it is. It's very, very clear to me that if I can get the mercy of the holy name, then my life is there's nothing more I wish to have than just this mercy of the holy name. Everything I feel will come, all the other blessings will come from this mercy of the holy name, including knowledge of my original identity in relationship to Krishna and my specific service which I have in the kingdom of God. I feel all of that will be revealed and will be given by the holy name. And the holy name needs to be served. By service, we can show the holy name that we really wish to have his mercy. And one type of service we have heard in the morning prayers, which we did, the Krishna Namashtakam, that you chant the holy name or you serve the holy name with your own voice by chanting. The other service to the holy name is that you spread knowledge and information about the holy name. This is direct service to the holy name. So I'm really very grateful for you, to you, that you give me this opportunity to serve the holy name and to serve all of you. It's really in my greatest own interest, so to say, to do that. And that's why I take it so serious and request you to make cards and to really be 100% sure that you take this experience home. So I'm very grateful, and this brings me to the last part of this part. We have prepared a little workbook for you, which we will give to all of you for free, of course. It's a little booklet which Tridasha Roy has printed with the Sharanagati Press. Thank you. It's called the Japa Reform Handbook, and it is something which will make sure that the treasures which you have found on the island Braj will not only stay with you, but will even increase. I have written in the introduction that I'm so excited that with this little Japa Improvement Handbook, we can finally give you a powerful tool into your hands that will help you to work on your own Japa after the retreat. In this way, you will not only be able to maintain your practice, but you will stabilize it. Up till now, the Japa retreats were incomplete because we only provided our participants with an epiphany, that's a peak experience. However, some devotees reported that after the retreats, their Japa went back to normal. No real change. With this little workbook, you can significantly change for good, because you will go through a guided experience which will empower you enormously. Therefore, I highly recommend it for the continuous transformation of your Japa. Let us not forget, in this time, more than 90% of our advancement is dependent on our relationship with the practice of the holy name. So what this Japa retreat notebook is really three very, very powerful exercises which come from the transformational work. The first is you observe your practice. Then you don't do anything as of yet, just observe, become aware and conscious of how you do. And then the second is you begin to formulate desires how to improve the practice. But you don't do anything. You just watch and you think, well, I could improve this and I could improve that. And the third is the work on improvement. And we have, for this work, we have a period of 40 days in which you can... Do you know what happens in 40 days? Habits. What can you do? You can break the old habits and develop new habits. So it's really very, very powerful. And I assure you, we have tested this in America before we brought it to this Japa retreat. It really, really works. Devotees have really changed their life with this little thing, you know. It's very, very... how to use it, you just read everything. It's a small pages, you know, like this. That will take you 10 minutes... And then you go through the different processes which I have just now said. Observation, planning, and change. Very, very simple format. Observation, preparation, and prayer, and then a month of practice. So this is what I would like to give to you with my own hand. I would be very happy if you can report after some time, maybe after half a year, can write on the something to me, how it works with you, and I'm really confident that your life can really change. It's not the book itself, but what's inside. It was not developed by myself. It was developed by Radha Vallabha Prabhu and Yagya Purusha Prabhu, two wonderful devotees with whom I do my service in America. All right. Yes, that's all. So please come and collect your books from me. And one last thing to please just remain sitting, and the rest of the program will be, is it at 2 o'clock where we serve prasadam? When do we serve prasadam to the devotees? 2 o'clock, like always, as usual. So, and then you have free time, as I said earlier, up to 6 o'clock, and then we have a wonderful Nam Yagya. We even have two young demigoddesses who will play for us music from the heavenly planets. Correct? Hare Krishna. Yes. Govindanandan? Yes.